You're listening to KPAF AM 890. This is the voice of the people of Springwell, Nevada and Filer Air Force Base. And right now, I don't know what to say. Normally I'd be sharing some local news right now, but I feel like I need to speak up. I know you are. And you're all good people. But right now, what's happening? That ain't right. We have more than half of the town scared and hiding out at Dry Creek Camp. The town is so empty, we have coyotes running the streets. And Miss Valdez said that one of the coyotes snatched up her Pomeranian peaches from her backyard last night. We don't know who did it, but there was a smash and grab at Meg's Market last night. Things can be replaced and windows and doors can be fixed, but I'll be honest, whoever did that broke this town's heart. Meg and Layla spent all day cleaning up that mess. It was good to see some of you come out and lend them a hand, but why do this to Meg? She is always there when we need her. How many of us has she helped out when we were low? Practically all of us in Springwell owe her something, and she never asks for it back. We have to be better than this. Shotgun Sam's was looted, and as well as many other stores on Main. Sam's is an institution. I mean, we all go there to stock up. The shame is that he got looted, and he was out of stock for most of the looters we're looking for. Sam's been open for over 40 years, and he's never been robbed and broken into. This man taught half the town how to fish at the dam. What's going on in this town, people? Looks like we have a caller. Maybe they have some answers for us.
I have answers for you.
That was a rhetorical question.
Then I'll just hang up.
Oh, no, wait, it's you. I need to know. We all need to know what's going on. I'm ready to listen. But first, I need to know about Luke. Is he all right?
Luke is fine. He's with me and safe. And I think he'll be okay.
That's good to hear. But do you really know what's going on?
Not everything. But I have a good idea. This isn't the first time something like this has happened. I have seen this all before. I have friends that went through the same thing as Luke's going through right now. There were tests a few years ago on a new propulsion system, and my friends were the pilots who tested the equipment out, and there were side effects. It caused severe emotional, mental, and physical trauma. It felt changed, and at first, they would brush it off and ignore it, pretend like nothing's wrong. But some couldn't go along with the status quo. We had questions, and we demanded answers. Don't give up. Don't stop asking questions. But I have to go. Don't stop asking.
So it's quiet tonight. Is anyone even listening? Why did I even show up tonight? I could have just sat home and watched a wheel. Nobody even has any power. I don't have any power. We're just lucky, I guess, because we got the generator. Does anybody have any real answers? Or more questions? A song request. A nacho recipe. Oh, here's somebody.
You're on KPAF.
I'm having power problems, nigga. How are you doing?
I could ask you the same question, Miss May. I guess the Oasis Trailer Park is still up and running?
Okay. And by the sound of your show, I better stay away from camp. But yeah, the military boys, they let us through the roadblock to get to the park. Not much else out here before the dam besides the lab.
Sounds like another late night snack. I guess you guys are good on supplies too, huh?
Yeah. Raul made us some of his world-famous enchiladas from his own home.
Raul? I guess he heard your apology, huh?
Well, the thing is, Nicky, we live in a small town. You mean there aren't a lot of dating options for a talented magnet, like Raul? And the other day, my neighbor Edna was telling me about the lady that always seemed to get discounts at Lupita's. Anyhow, it's nice to know most of the locals after driving the bus all those years.
So you bribed Raul with a date?
I wouldn't say bribe, but maybe I can help. Especially with someone that's getting so much attention from the boys. Look at the Colonel, for example. He's showing off that hot blonde from the lab all over town. If he wasn't such a big shot, he'd have a lot of competition for them little shorts.
Blonde from the lab? Who are you talking about?
Grace Davis, you ever heard of her? She's the new local siren, Nikki, a lab assistant from out of town. She was just at the Empire Hotel restaurant last week with the Colonel. I heard folks were worried she would catch pneumonia in her shorts. They looked breezy. Not a lot of options like her. Or Layla, from what I hear.
yeah. But, you know, that's... When Layla's at Moonlighters, it's always a party. But she's been chased like that since high school. Anyways, I gotta let you go, Miss May. We got another caller.
You're on KPAF. Do you have some answers or some questions?
Hey. Yeah, I don't know. I think I got both. Well, definitely questions.
All right, friend. Relax. Take it slow. What's on your mind?
I think I saw something the other night. It might got something to do with what's going on. It's just...
Just what?
Man, I don't know if I should be talking. I don't even know I'm calling you. I just don't wanna...
Listen, man. It's okay. It's okay. I don't think anyone is even listening.
Yeah. Alright. I just don't want no trouble.
I know, man. I know. None of us do. But I'm sure you have to agree we're already neck deep in it. I don't think it can get much worse.
I think it can. But you're the only one that'll listen.
That's what I'm here for. So come on. Tell me what you have to say.
Okay. I don't think it's just a military thing. You remember that first night? The first night of the storm?
How could I forget?
Well, that night, a lot of dudes from the base were at the Zephaniah lab.
Well, yeah. That's shocking. Zephaniah only has a huge contract with the military.
No, but this was different. Like, they were all over. Like, after hours. They're never there that late.
And how do you know that?
I just know, alright? They were there like 3 nights ago, too. And it wasn't the first time. They've been coming back like every 2 or 3 days. Bunch of soldiers just coming and going. All hours.
So what are they doing?
They've been bringing equipment, like big stuff on big old trucks. Taking it on elephants. That's why it's been shut down for so many days.
So it's not just road work.
Does it look like any work's been done? Look, this might not go on the line. Just forget it. My smoke break's over.
Alright, well, that's it for tonight, folks. We leave you with your regularly scheduled military programming.
KPAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.